Yep. Oh, well, I guess we started. Hey, everybody.
That's a really weird intro.
Where to start?
Holy.
I'm welcoming all of you to the Too Much Funcast, everybody.
Welcome.
That's what it's called.
The DACA DACA. We are the Fine Gentlemen's Club.
Mm-hmm.
You are...
I'm Sam Talent.
That's not a microphone. That's a water bottle.
Oh, yeah,
you just spoke into.
And what about you?
I'm Nathan Lund.
And yourself?
I would be Bobby Crane.
Which one are you again?
I'm Chris Charpentier.
Oh, all right.
And
great.
We have a fucking guest.
We have a guest.
A very, very special...
We have a treat.
Treat.
Mm-hmm. Would we go so far as to call it a delight?
No. Have you never hung out with her?
Okay, so it's right. Just below a delight.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But it's just a treat at least.
Because a delight is like, oh, wow, fireworks. But a treat's like something you look forward to.
Yeah.
So I think a treat's...
Sam has been terrified of delights ever since his dad called spankings delights as
come
a kid.
Get your delights, boy. Grab me some licorice from the tree. What a weird accent, my dad.
Yeah.
Okay. He's an oil baron.
Please welcome to the stage, oil baron, Mayor Wiles.
Oil baron, Mayor Wiles.
Hey, all right.
Hey, I am, everybody. Yeah.
I dig it. Mayor Wiles.
Thanks
Denver.
For having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Denver comedian.
Beloved.
Beloved.
Improviser.
Got her start in improv, if I'm reading her book correctly, and I think I am, because I got the Cliff's Notes as well.
And
so.
Then got herself into stand-up comedy after that.
After she learned to stand.
I was too funny. I just had to do all sorts of comics.
And then you decided, hey, you know what? I think I'll do sketch comedy too. So you do all three.
I'm like the J-Lo of comedy.
Goodness
gracious. Triple threat.
Triple threat. Bang, bang, bang. Very funny. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
This is exciting. We were just talking about Nathan's hair and how it looks today and his seed catching hair.
Seed catcher.
Nathan will always be hairy, y'all.
You can't go into a corn maze.
It is windy out.
The weather's changing.
It's windy out, huh? Whoa.
Nate's favorite transition.
Yeah.
I like when it's windy out because I have an excuse for my hair looking like this.
Yeah, do more physical comedy.
Yeah.
You understand how this works?
You guys were talking about my hair, so I thought I could too.
I have something to talk about. The other day, our friend of the podcast, Jordan Dahl, in order to help him maintain his sobriety, which is a thing he has to do now.
Oh yeah.
We went and carved pumpkins.
That was adorable.
It was fun, and we made a scarecrow with a pumpkin head, pants, crucifix style. You know.
Oh yeah.
We put him up.
You crucified him?
We crucified a pumpkin man.
Was it a Jesus pumpkin man?
Oh, too soon.
Oh.
Yeah. Did it scare away all those obnoxious pigeons that live in their roof?
Uh-huh. Devin Davis is terrified. Yeah. He can't handle it.
He hasn't been home in 2 days.
Uh-huh. He's sleeping in a tree outside. Eating sparrows.
Waiting for him to move.
Uh-huh.
I like how jack-o'-lanterns look in general. But I do not like the sensation of sticking my hand in there to clear it out. I think that's like the
best
texture. Well, it must be a guy thing because it's not
it's
a lady.
It's like spaghetti with nuts in it.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
best part.
Oh, yeah. Love gutting that.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate the gut.
Oh, then you scratch your fingernails along the inside.
Well, no, thank you.
When we have our FGC.
Then you eat pumpkin seeds.
Little pumpkin abortion.
When we have the Fine Gentleman's Club pumpkin carving contest, you guys can empty out my pumpkin. I'll happily let you do that.
Does it creep you out too?
It's the grossest.
It feels wrong.
It's the worst. It's like touching the inside of a human's body.
That's exactly what it's
like.
You
have obviously never touched the inside of a human's body.
You've never been an autopsy.
Virgin. Yeah.
You're right. I haven't, and I don't want to know what it's like.
It does. No, it feels like a soft, soft, tender spot of a woman. You know what I mean?
With seeds.
No.
In there?
Yeah, you warm the pumpkin up beforehand?
Yeah.
Whoa.
No, I'm not talking. Oh, no.
There's a
no.
big hole.
Are you like
a
top pumpkin?
I'm not talking
what
about.
What have you been working with?
What kind of inside of a lady is cavernous as a pumpkin?
Not that
probably
cavernous.
Probably someone who has vaginal mesh.
You don't feel it on both sides of your fingers? How is that like anything like?
I don't want to be obscene.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, you know, the sweet inner walls. Of a lady's tender finger box.
The sugar cave.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, it has a certain texture.
It does.
A feeling.
Uh-huh.
But you can only really feel it with the outside of your fingers, which is a weird thing. You know what I mean? So
what?
Bobby knows. No,
not exactly.
Okay.
Don't drag him down. Well,
maybe
with you,
a different
weirdo.
Type of gourd, but not pumpkins.
So I'm saying, if you get but when you're gutting that gourd, it feels kind of like that. The pumpkin insides. Feeling the side of a pumpkin?
Just remember, everybody, this is coming from the guy who said that feeling your calf is kind of like feeling a human boob.
Hey, he knows where to go.
Get creative.
When there isn't a lady around, doesn't mean that you can't you can't get a hard on.
Keep me out of the pumpkin patch.
Yeah. All I need is a pumpkin in my lower leg. Yeah. I'll be good.
They need to make a scare Sam.
I can make out with a mirror and we'll be set.
Well, I look good in a wig.
I'll bet. Oh, you look like a gigantic woman in a wig.
Hell yeah.
If you like what's a Tyler Perry? Medea? I want
Medea.
Sam to be the white version of Medea.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma Sally! No, that wouldn't be your name.
I don't want that. That's all. Producers, keep away.
Let's pretend that we all are grandmothers, and Mara, in your case. Grandfather.
Okay, I'm a grandpa.
Yep. Gender roles reversed. The old sharp.
We challenge
switch.
Things. We challenge things.
We're all gender reversed and older, much older.
How old are we talking?
Let's say 80.
Whoa.
That's pretty ambitious.
Fingers crossed.
Sure. What's your name now? Right now. Like, what would be your
what
name?
What would their grandkids call you?
No.
Oh,
you
gotcha.
Are this person
oh,
right
I'm
now.
I'm an old woman.
Oh.
You're an
80-year-old
woman. What would you want your name to be as an 80-year-old woman? Or man, in your case, Mara.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
I would want to go with. Oh no! I don't, because you don't want to get stuck.
Yeah.
You don't get stuck with a dumb old lady name.
You're gonna die soon anyway.
No, not me. I'm a good old lady. I've been fucking. Living. I'm not in the rocking chair.
Okay.
I'm walking the mall. All right. I got sweatpants, 5-pound weights in each hand.
Somebody's gonna be on the Today Show.
Older than you think.
I under
80-year-olds don't typically do that.
No, but 80s young now. 80s the new 60.
Though. This is kind of true.
I read an AR, my AARP.
Yeah. I read it on an airplane.
Diane Keaton seems to be doing just fine.
All I'm saying is at 80 years old, even if you're doing all the right things, your body could break down. Doesn't fucking matter. What would you call yourself? It doesn't fucking matter.
What's the name of the lady?
Like a nickname for yourself? Or
no.
What would I want my old lady?
Your full name. What would you want?
So I can't be like Nanny Patches.
I want to be like Hoppin' Granny.
That's
you
a
want,
name.
No, what the hell is it? I want everybody to call you Hoppin' Granny.
Yeah.
No.
Everybody.
She's hip hopping around.
She's
on pogo stick.
Yeah, no. She's got the old lady sneakers. She's got some pep.
Hoppin' Granny.
You
sound like an urban legend.
After the stroke, she could only hop around.
Yeah, old Hoppin' Granny.
And only talked in rhyme.
Nobody. Nobody said anything about a stroke.
Well, too late. We did.
I'm creating a
life
backstory.
All
right. Nathan?
Edith. I like Edith.
Edith is a good one.
Hoppin' Granny trumps that every time.
I could be hopping Edith, though, and then you're done. You're dead in the water. If I start hopping around,
you'd be my apprentice for the first couple years, and then we both die.
Do you know what an apprentice is?
I could probably spell it.
Mara?
I'd be Clarence, and everyone would call me Old Tic Tac. Because I always have Tic Tacs. Vanilla.
White?
But I'll be black. I'll have vanilla Tic Tacs, but hell yeah, I'll be black.
Okay. Well, I didn't know you could change your race in this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be Asian in my head.
I'd probably stick with Edith.
Little Edith?
Old Asian Edith.
You can't get enough bingo.
People would call you Asian Edith?
Yeah, because she's the only Asian lady in town. She's the only one on the bus up to Blackhawk.
You need some chopsticks? Talk to old Asian Edith.
Nope.
I can't do the business.
I realized I couldn't do what I wanted to do.
Because it was terribly racist.
It was racially insensitive.
Yeah.
And I'm a human. Oh. I would be Inez.
Ooh, spicy.
Yeah, and all the kids would call me Abuelita.
You
abuelita más tortillas.
Would you make tortillas?
Oh, mis manos.
Would you make homemade tortillas?
Dolor en mis manos. My hands would hurt really bad.
From all the tortilla making.
Yeah, making tortillas.
My arthritis in the tortillas.
Sounds like you're a slave to the neighborhood children.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that you live in a third world country.
No, no. Yeah.
This is the future that you've chosen for yourself. Well, as just
a life of toil.
Yeah, I feel like I'm keeping all the orphans alive.
With your tortillas.
I don't see why.
Tortillas, because you can make them out of lard. I get plenty of lard from the rendering plant that I used to work at.
Of course.
Before I got scalded, my face is all melted from pig fat.
What do you
This is the life you chose.
That's a different nickname.
I really think. From the way you were describing, I thought you were a sexy grandma at first.
No, no.
No,
Abuelita was a scarf. Yeah.
All over.
She is grotesque.
Her hands. You don't want them touching the tortillas, but they have to. The tortillas are so good, the kids quit throwing rocks at her.
Of course.
Because they were like, oh, monstero.
What about sopapillas?
Sopapillas, no. Reminder of the accident.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
What would your name be?
Suan, definitely.
Pretty good.
Oh, yeah, you would be.
Yep, I feel like I would have a Midwestern accent, and I'd live in a nursing home.
Yeah.
My husband would have died a long time ago. Maybe
it's always sad when
Either
you meet someone who's
divorced.
Like,
yeah, I'd be.
Husband died like 50 years before, and she's like just keeps living.
That's me.
Look at you.
That's me.
Good for you, Suan.
And I was put in the home that I live in way too early, like 45. I've been there for a long time.
Wow.
I kind of run the ship.
You got in menopause and your kids were like, see you later, Mom.
Yep. Everybody else really hates me at the nursing home.
How long since Sue Ann has done the touch of a man?
Oh, probably 35 years.
I don't know. Nursing homes are pretty sexually active,
though.
Has
she had some suitors?
Yeah. No, nobody wants to approach her. She's terrifying.
There's like a huge problem with sexually transmitted disease in old age homes.
Nursing homes, all those people have Alzheimer's.
They figure...
They think they're at the sock hop and they're about to go drop the scarf at the drag race.
They're like, I'm not going to get pregnant.
I understand. I know it's statistically one of the biggest places for STDs.
But Sue Ann's just a boring...
Is in Florida in like the retirement homes.
Mm-hmm.
I read an article.
What letters to Penthouse were you reading?
No,
gross.
It was in my AARP magazine as well.
Read up, bro. I can't believe you guys all aren't subscribers to AARP like Mara and I.
I can't. Mm-hmm. They revoked it.
Yeah, you guys don't allow
animals. He was doing obscene things to the photo of Candace Bergen.
You guys lied on your subscription form.
Oh, man.
Beautiful lady.
Was she the one?
Murphy Brown.
She, I've said this before, I think, on the podcast. When she was a kid,
she's beautiful. She's a model.
Oh, baby.
She's a model.
You know, she was so hot.
She inspired me to be a journalist.
How old of a kid are you talking about?
Yeah, I loved Murphy Brown when I was a kid.
Oh, man,
and I wanted to be a journalist. And I went to journalism.
She was
a
strong woman.
She was a very strong woman.
She was pretty busted on the old Murphy Brown, though.
When are you talking about?
She was a recovering alcoholic on that show, wasn't she?
Probably.
Yeah, as like the character, not Candace Bergen.
But Candace Bergen, when she was a kid and she was on like the Tonight Show and stuff.
Teenager?
No, I'm not talking like 12. Yeah, I'm talking about like 22.
Yeah, she was
smoking
as a model.
Supermodel.
Smoking.
She got on the Tonight Show as a model.
Yeah, well, her dad.
She might have been an actor.
Was a puppeteer.
What was that? It.
Her dad was a yeah. He. Was
and
a,
she's been in
he
the biz.
Was, he did ventriloquism. Like a real perv. Can we talk about that?
Folks, thanks for
People
tuning in to
puppetry.
Candace Bergen Corner, where we discuss Candace Bergen.
We got an Ergen for a Bergen. No, no, but...
Murphy's Law, the Murphy Brown
Ergen for a Bergen.
Podcast.
You've never tried to erg your berg before.
Oh, I do that
He's
all
never
the time.
Felt the inside of a human
Ergen.
Before.
I know. I'm hard to touch
I
the
felt,
sweet,
wait,
sweet
wait.
Sugar wall.
I felt the inside of a human. It was me.
Devil's in the sugar shack. That's what I like to
I've
say.
I've had my hands in almost all of my holes.
Oh, man.
Well, that's intense.
Yep.
Hands.
Yep.
Get handsy with yourself. I've done that before, though. Explored yourself. I get it.
Sure. You only have this body once. Find out about it.
The belly button is a lot deeper than you first think.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You got to get in there.
You got to spelunk in that trunk.
Grease it up.
Oh, yeah. Belly buttons. Everybody in here? Outie? That's everyone.
I'm an innie.
I think we were all born in a hospital, so I think we're all innies, right?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't necessarily mean
anything. That's not.
Some people are natural freaks.
People who are outies were born in the woods, I think, where there wasn't a doctor.
Raised by wolves?
There wasn't a doctor
where
around.
Where an owl just severed the...
Yeah.
Ha!
car. My little sister had like a half any half Audi.
A howdy.
Like, how do you do that? Meaning God.
How do you get that belly button?
That's one pouty howdy girl. Which sister? Nance? Nasty Nancy?
Yeah.
Hence the nasty.
She's the youngest, so the insurance ran out, and you had to go
to she does have tanner skin, so she looks like she was maybe born in the woods. Like, I don't know what that has to do with it.
Well, maybe a back. I'm just saying that a good doctor makes, I think, any belly button is going to be an innie. If you cut the umbilical
cord. I think some people just have Audi.
Correctly.
The woods.
It just doesn't fall off.
Who told you that?
The woods thing?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy that lives in the woods that I used to hang out with.
Old woodsy woods.
Old Audi hell. He had an Audi that you would literally not believe.
Hal's Audi was out rowdy.
It's a tumor. It's a tumor.
He didn't make it. How weird are ventriloquists?
They're weird. Have you ever watched a documentary about them?
I've seen many documentaries.
Oh, but there's one that's really good that came out a few years ago, right?
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, what's it called?
I never had friends growing up.
Ventriloquists are just puppeteers that you got to see.
What about Elmo?
I think puppeteers are not as weird as ventriloquists. Because the ventriloquist is like the hand. Puppeteers is like you're creating a world.
They're down below. Yeah, they're behind the scenes and they create a magical world
for children
to enjoy. Ventriloquists want to be in that world with their best friend.
Yeah,
dummy.
Like their best friend is a doll. And
they make their best friend say whatever they want to hear. That's,
oh, man.
That's
a god complex of the weirdest variety.
The documentary I watched, they were showing this kid, this little white kid from like middle of the country, Midwest, and his puppet was this black guy. And it was still, and his family was like, we don't know if this is racist. Because he'd be like, yo, Chad, what's going on, Chad? It's like,
they had to bleep out the N-word a bunch because
he got real.
Kids from Iowa are not allowed to say that in a documentary.
Yeah. One of my favorite email exchanges with my mom was, I don't know, less than a month ago. She sent me an email that said, hey, have you ever heard of Jeff Dunham? And I was like, ooh, this is going to be fun.
It's going to be good.
This is going to be a real fun exchange.
Mom's a big fan. Yeah.
So I wrote back, yes, I have. I don't find him funny at all. And she wrote back, well, somebody must, because I saw that he's coming to the Broomfield Event Center. I thought I might go, but tickets are $60 to $100.
Yep.
And then a few spaces, and then get yourself a dummy. It's the funniest thing my mom's ever said.
You'll name her little Sue Ann.
It's that easy.
Well, what's his name, Terry?
Fator.
No.
Fedor.
Bradshaw. No.
He's the guy that won America's Got
Talent.
Yeah,
and he sells out Las Vegas shows.
They're the only two. I would hate to be a ventriloquist who wasn't one of those two guys. Then
working the open mics?
Yeah. Just a long,
the puppet factory?
That's what we need on the scene right now is a ventriloquist.
Oh, man. Gross.
It is probably the worst. Is it worse than magic?
Yes. Magic,
like, are you talking on like
ass.
The level of like
okay, I can,
weirdness, or like strange, like people's
I'm just in all way everything.
I watched a documentary about magic on Netflix as well.
Netflix has it all.
Yeah, uh-huh. And that's where Nathan learned
the,
it.
It was about teen. It was about teenagers who did magic.
Oh no!
And so these kids were just like they were super strange.
Oh,
and
no.
This girl was into the rings and.
So,
it's hard. Have you ever tried to learn magic tricks? It's not that easy.
Bobby's got a
not
couple
magical,
of books.
So.
The hardest part about learning magic, reading the books. Yeah. That's what Bobby learned.
They're also expensive. Those
magic,
you got to buy magic tricks. You don't just learn. You don't just be magic.
No, like, there's like a whole setup to everything.
There's no DIY magicians out there.
No, they aren't.
Well, David Blaine.
David Blaine. He's actually magic.
I know how he does that.
No,
Do you know how to do it?
Yeah, I can do it too, but it's not.
No,
what he
but
does.
The but what's bullshit is
wait,
that
wait. You guys can levitate. I'd like to see all of you.
No, the whole thing sucks.
Right now.
It's all about shadows and strings.
Uh-huh.
No, it sucks
see,
because
puppets again.
And well, it's
we are all the puppets and magic.
Oh no, we figured it out.
David Blaine lies to everybody at home because he does it. He levitates with. Like a hidden crane or something, and then gets everybody like freaking out. You know the response, like, "Oh shit, he levitated."
But he's on the street.
Yeah, but he's filming it.
He let people do this above his head.
Yeah, the second time. The first time is like he really, like, he cheats and levitates with like a machine, and everybody goes nuts, and then they have that reaction, the good reaction. Then he shows people like the cheap way to do it, where he just like, it's like sleight of foot. And then he uses the crazy first crowd's reaction when he does the shitty half-assed levitation.
I don't.
Where did you hear this?
I still don't understand.
Were you in the editing room?
Yeah.
The internet. Where everything's true.
My mom once found a witchcraft book in my older sister's room.
Oh, no.
And that was like the one thing she like flipped. My mom never got mad about anything. And she came down and she's like, what is this?
I found this under the needles. Under those needles.
You
got two guns.
Black magic.
it was like one of those books where it's like, how to make your crush fall in love with you. So
she's
doing some real weird shit out there.
She was mad because it wasn't white magic.
Small town.
Yeah.
Ideals.
Oh, God.
No, I know how you make a crush fall in love with you. You take a strand of hair,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's what.
And then you scrape a little bit of skin off their arm when they're not looking.
And then oleander.
Put it in, yeah, crush up some oleander.
Mm-hmm.
And,
or oleander.
I don't know how to say it.
Typically oleander, but it depends. If you can find oleander, great.
You're trying to get all of you in her, so you want to get some oleander.
If you're oleander.
That
yeah.
actually makes sense.
You combine that in an envelope, and then you mail it to them, and then you say, hey, if you don't date me, I'm going to take a lot more than your hair and the skin off of your arm.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, you're going to prom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Worked for...
Threats. Mail threats.
Wow.
That's magic to
That's
me.
That's how it happened in the craft.
You learned that from the old doctor in the woods, too?
He wasn't a doctor. He was a shaman. There's no forest colleges.
Did you grow up? Did you grow up by the woods? Did you have like a wooded area?
What about Wake Forest?
Right near him. That is actually in the tundra. Nothing
yeah,
can grow there.
It's a wake.
Wake Forest. It's on the water.
Beautiful.
Now, guys, Mara's here.
I am.
Yeah.
I actually.
Bobby's here.
I'm here.
Hit it, Bobby.
I was going to say, Mara is a woman.
True.
Killer observation, Bob.
I'm solid observation.
Mm-hmm. Sugar
walls. I think, I don't know about you guys, but I've got some questions just about women
in
general.
Oh, man. Where do they come from
you guys
first?
Oh, yeah.
Are a mystery. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. We're
Where
tricky.
Do you put your penis?
Mm-hmm. In my pantyhose. I tuck it into
Is
the
Is that
bed.
Everybody? All women?
Yeah, they push it in like one of those water weenies
yeah.
all the way in.
Yeah.
Or you
those
just
are,
tuck it in your
those
water
are,
weenies.
Okay.
Do you remember those
you
water weenies?
Get those in Europe?
No, you get them anywhere.
I,
don't
know, man.
I played
water
with those.
Snakes?
Yeah, I
if, you can, if you can get one of those into a prison, you're king.
What?
Do the math.
Yeah, you get in the you're the king of the pool.
No.
Everybody wants a turn? Oh,
everybody
you mean...
wants a turn for sure.
Oh, is what just went through.
Into the shower,
yeah.
huh?
Oh, anyway, so yeah, we should ask. So
yeah,
you
what do you guys want to know? I'm really good at this stuff.
Bob, you have
Well,
questions?
I mean, all right, well, women, obviously, we're all adults here, have different parts from men.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple more elbows.
I've heard that women inherently have, like, a different armpit or, like, a different function or something. I don't know. I didn't have time to read the whole article. But I heard that there's some weird stuff going on in the woman's armpit compared to the men's is mostly just to like make fart noises and ruin the armpits of your shirts.
Right. Nope. How do you women do that anyway?
Women can't do
you
it.
Can't, I, women
yeah, women
can't,
can't
it's
do the,
physically,
they,
impossible.
Physically impossible for a woman to make
I'm
a fart
sweating
noise
a lot
with their
right
armpit.
Now.
You
just wiped it all over my
yeah,
hands.
You shouldn't have put your hands in your armpits.
Well, I've learned that lesson before. In the daytime, keep them out of there.
That's where you keep your chapstick is in there.
Yep.
Any sort, when you can't bring a pocketbook, you pit it out. You just carry it like
is
a little
the,
baby.
Is that why, is that the difference between men and women's armpits?
Yeah, and they're not as hairy. Women's
I
armpits.
I heard the ears are actually deeper, like a cocoon.
I don't know. No, mine aren't. Well, hey.
Yeah, no,
yeah
I
mean, absolutely.
That's an innie. That is an innie.
It's a cavernous.
Yeah.
Mine's
Hello?
An outie.
Yeah.
You're not putting anything in mine.
Yeah. Outie pits,
It hurts
man.
When people tickle your armpits. I don't know if that's gender or neutral, but it hurts for me. I don't really enjoy aggressive tickling.
Painful.
In the armpit.
Fuck aggressive tickling in general.
What do you, would you guys be totally turned off by a lady who let her armpit hair grow? Do you like the all natural?
Been down that road.
You would have been down that
road. I've been
down
that road as well.
That dirt path is really what
it
is.
It doesn't bother me at all, really.
It's cobblestone.
I didn't mind that at all, but she also had shaved legs, which I was okay with. Uh-huh. Hairy legs, I'm not so sure I'd be down with.
Yeah. If she lets you put your hoo-ha in her ding-ba, do whatever you want.
Gotcha.
Yeah, uh-huh, you know? Because I don't have to.
So
I don't,
you're okay
I don't have
with
to put
hair.
My hoo-ha in her armpit.
You could.
It's a party.
I mean,
it's a secret
it's,
birthday.
Did you see how
thing.
Cavernous it is?
Uh-huh, yeah. And she's like, oh, I'm going to, ooh, dig, dig, dug.
It's like Bob the Builder. Dig, dig, dug.
I heard from a source, the internet, again, women,
mm-hmm.
is that the correct? I don't know. I want to be PC.
I don't want to be PC.
I do.
I don't want to be PC, so I'm going to call you bitches.
No. Let's
whoa,
be
we
the
never
proper,
said
the,
that.
I know, I just was kidding.
The proper is not men.
Okay,
not
yeah.
Non-men.
Now, you being a non-man.
A non-man shaman.
Non-man.
Can you please tell us, what's the deal with boobs? Why are they
oh,
so
yeah.
cool?
I don't know. Yeah. They are kind of neat, though.
They're so cool.
I like them, too. It's like, I'm still like... What's going on here? My boobs have changed size a lot with like weight gain and loss.
Sure.
I don't know so why they're so cool. They probably
that is not exclusive to the lady folks. Yeah.
Bras are expensive.
Bras are expensive. You guys don't have to have to purchase men's ears or anything like that.
Thank
boobs,
God.
I don't know. Maybe they remind you of your mom.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Your mammary, your mommary. I don't know. They're something you can put your head on. Fun to play with.
Slap
him.
Yeah, slap the bag.
Some water balloon.
I don't think you're supposed to slap him.
Well, lightly.
Yeah.
Lightly.
Tap a tap a tap a tap.
Like you're testing the turkey.
It kind of depends what you're into. You know, testing the turkey.
You can.
No,
this one's
medium rare.
You can slap him.
You can really slap him.
You can give him the old.
Now, are you guys? Do you guys like? Do you like the big boobs? Like the small boobs? I know you like little tiny lady Sam. So sometimes no boobs come with those.
Yeah, but. I had some boobs.
Now you've got yeah.
I've had some.
I've had some boobs.
I've
in my
had
day.
I had some boobs over the Christmas time. I got them in a box. And
Santa is real.
Santa is a boobman. I like boobs. They're cool as long as there's a nipple there.
Boobs over butt.
Oh, who? What? Can you do that?
You don't have to choose, do you? I usually most women I've been with have a.
Both.
They have a butt and boobs.
I thought you were talking about like a something like a medical operation.
Ow.
Boobs over butt.
Put your boobs over your butt.
Yeah.
Like get them removed and put them on your back.
Play the bongos.
Some girls will let you get a butt grab on the first date. Most girls, not the boob grab.
Yeah, but there's no nipple to work on a butt cheek.
There's not?
No. You're doing it wrong.
Sharpie, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Those are two birthmarks down there. It's real strange.
Unfortunately, that's the only gal I've ever been with. So until right now, I thought that was the norm. Mm,
no.
Sad.
Nope, no nipples on the butt.
Wait, but
sets of boobs.
Do you also have butt nips if you thought that was the norm?
Sharpie's never seen his own butt.
I got some questions.
Sure, go for it.
I've been with the no boob. You guys have all been with the no boob.
Sure.
The no boob.
No way.
Yeah, that's a weird scene, the no boob.
Oh, baby.
It's not nice. I don't dislike it, but... It's a little bit...
I just feel like it would... I mean...
It's a little different.
I understand why they were all upset in middle school.
Sure.
I get it.
Uh-huh. Sure.
They weren't developing.
I like all of it.
It's like a rib.
I think it's all good for, like, whatever your package is, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever
so
works for
no
you.
You got no qualms.
We're all beautiful flowers, ladies. We're all beautiful flowers. These guys love it.
Chris?
What's your question?
Oh, I didn't...
Oh.
yeah,
about nipples?
what? No, let's think about anything else. I have a question about ladies.
Okay.
And this is a real thing. Why do all women read in the dark? Lights out in the dark.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, is there light in the room at all? Because you need a little light to read.
No, pitch black.
I don't allow
no,
a light.
No, what is,
lady.
Are you dating vampires? Or like someone with night vision?
Again, I haven't had a lot of experience.
You're
with
the
women.
Woman, we don't
that's
get it.
Okay, so I've never, reading in the dark, I will read with low light, but I need a little light. My eyes are weak. So whoever you're dating is clearly of the undead.
A bat.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'll keep that in mind.
We need to, sometimes reading puts people to sleep, so.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe she just turned the lights out and said that she was going to be reading so that you wouldn't try to grab her butt nips.
Yeah.
So you think that she's smart. I'm going to be reading a many-volumed book.
Encyclopedia.
Yeah, but don't bother me.
Don't bother me.
I'm reading an encyclopedia. Okay. This one is brown.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah, me and Merber just high five.
Somebody
yeah.
watched that movie as a kid. And book.
No. Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Not about you guys.
All
I mean,
of us? Me?
The non-men.
Mm-hmm.
Why are girls so mean?
To...
And untrustworthy. No, I'm kidding.
Let's work it out, Sam.
Yeah, why?
But seriously, though, where did their hearts go?
Why do they do the things that make us...
go crazy?
You know, shoot up a Denny's.
Is Denny's a pancake?
Is Denny's a pancake?
What's a Denny's?
You can lie down? It's a restaurant.
It's
like
a restaurant. Women are mean. And are you asking why they're mean? Or why they drive you crazy?
Why are they mean?
Their moms didn't give them a self-esteem growing up. So, like, they've got to go after you guys. You guys aren't women.
God.
Mothers put a lot of pressure on you, you know, like putting you in pageants and stuff. So
yeah, I was in a lot of pageants.
Yeah, so I mean, they really do it to like bring their confidence back by putting you down to be in control.
Sure.
God,
always comes back to the control.
Love it, right? What?
Now, I don't want to take any attention away from Mary.
Please don't. I love it.
We need to talk to you more, obviously.
God damn.
But in the meantime, we do have a segment that we do have to get to.
Yeah.
I understand.
And that segment is, hey, Nate.
Nate.
What's your deal?
What's your deal, man?
What's Nate's deal?
What's your deal, man?
I've got a couple of deals today.
Ooh.
The debates are in town tonight. And
presidential debates.
The big ones.
Well, there's a couple other debates.
The
too.
East High School debates.
There's a couple other debates also that I'm moderating, but
yeah. between teriyaki and hot
sauce, he's got to get going.
Meatball or the club? Breaded or fried?
Wait until they throw it in the garbage or intercept them on the way out to the dumpster. That's a tough one. But no,
how many gallons tonight?
The presidential debates are going to happen tonight, and nobody's happy about it. I don't know why they feel the need to travel and ruin highways and byways in each city that they have these debates, because they could just do them. There's a little thing called TV, and so they could stay in one place and not have to shut down the I-25 all night like they're going to do tonight. It's going to ruin everybody's evening if anybody has to travel. They're going to be pissed. And so basically the presidential debates just served to piss off one city at a time.
Speaking of puppet shows, right?
Good political zinger.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
You should email that to Red Eye on the Fox.
They won't have
on Fox.
My views are too extreme.
do you have any other deals?
Two for one meatball subs out of the dumpster at Subway tonight.
Nathan, come on.
That's more of a steal than
a deal. Yeah.
You hit rock bottom.
I didn't think rock bottom was going to be so delicious.
Meatball subs are pretty good.
And they keep. The best part is they keep for like a few days. You don't have to get in there right.
You get a little soggy in the bread.
A little bit.
They keep so you creep.
The way that I like them is with way too much sauce, which means that the bread is no good almost immediately. It's not good while the sandwich itself is still perfect.
But I guess when it's soggy with marinara sauce,
That's what I'm saying.
It ain't so bad, you know?
Yeah.
It's not soggy with water, which is gross.
Yeah, but you can't even... It's still gross. Soggy bread, no matter what it got soggy from, is the... No. No thank you. No thank you, sir. And or ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather not put that anywhere.
Whoever your Subway.
I don't even
want to
pick that up to throw it in the trash. That's how gross I think.
I just want a bird to come by and grab it off the kitchen table through the window.
When it's soggy.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
take it.
Yeah.
Waha! Caca!
Get the fuck out of here. That's why I leave all my doors and windows open at my house all the time.
Mm-hmm.
In case there's some soggy bread.
That's why there's so many raccoons.
Yeah, it has its downsides, because I make sure to not get any bread wet, so it's kind of useless. I don't really know why I do it, but there's this off chance.
Just in case.
Because I think it's so terrible.
Has anyone else realize how tricky raccoons are?
Oh.
Has anyone been tricked by a raccoon?
Oh, yeah. In the gutter on Colfax.
I have been.
That's crazy.
I've been to school in Boulder, and the raccoons were huge there, eating college kids' food and attacking people.
Yeah, the other day, I was eating some spaghetti and meatballs out by the dumpster at Mouth House.
As one's about to do. Okay.
When in Rome.
It was Chef Boyardee.
You just now that figured out that sounded weird. So while you were doing it, you didn't think anything of it.
Like, no.
Why am I standing?
And I was like, why is there a raccoon by the dumpster?
Why am I standing and eating?
Yeah, but anyway, okay, we all live different lives.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah, I was over there checking out what's in the bucket today, and fucking raccoons, man.
Tap you on one shoulder.
More than
look.
One?
No, raccoon comes out. I get frightened, spill my spaghetti.
Not just spagots.
All over the front of my shirt.
Spagoo?
Guess who ate the fucking spaghetti and meatballs?
The raccoons.
Those raccoons, they spooked me.
They did on purpose.
They knew what they were
doing.
They knew
you were a sucker.
I'd been rummaging. I was in the, what's in the garbage today? And
That's their forte.
Yeah.
Nature's bandits.
They are.
Those guys.
They're the worst. They're little nefarious bastards.
They're not even cute because they're so mean.
You can't touch them either. You get the rabies.
Oh, and have you ever heard the sound they make when they're fighting? It's like...
I came home from work. Well, I was dropping a friend off from work one day. It was a long time ago. And we pulled up to his house. And we were talking just... sitting on the street, whatever, finishing a bowl of weed, and my lights were shining into the back of his car, and while he was saying something to me, I was like, holy shit, there's a fucking raccoon in your car.
In his car?
In his car. It was standing on his headrest of the driver's seat. Whoa. In his car, like, ha! He had left his window open, like, 6 inches, and this huge fucking raccoon somehow got in this
car.
That
is... terrifying.
Yeah, and was eating chocolate that he had left in his back seat. There wasn't much, and this raccoon ate it all, and was now freaking out and couldn't get out of the car. It was a fucking scene.
Oh yeah,
and my friend trying to get this raccoon out of his car was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. He was like kicking his car. He was because it was again with the noises. He was doing that, but directly at my friend as he was like trying to open the car door. And he was,
you gotta scare it out.
So we finally got it out of the car, and it ran right in front of his front door, and then just stood right in front of his front door. So we were like, "Fuck! No, he can't go in the house." And so he started throwing rocks, not at it, but
near it,
you know, to like scare it away. Which brought out its family. Now there was like 6 of them.
Whoa!
Right in front of his front door. They're all hissing. It's crazy. He goes and gets a golf club. Not really sure why, but he got a golf club.
Makes sense to me.
Sure. And he kept throwing rocks at them. I was pretty much laughing just the whole time watching.
God.
He was throwing rocks at them. And then a cop car pulls up because one of the neighbors has called the police because they thought it was like animal abuse that we were throwing rocks at raccoons. It was hilarious.
What did the cops do? Shoot all the raccoons?
No, they were like, oh shit. And were like, tried to help
a little
bit.
There's a pack of
coons. And then the neighbor came out with a call.
Did I say that? Sorry.
The neighbor.
Automatically had their guns drawn.
Jesus.
Oh, man. we heard something different over the radio. Oh,
okay.
No, this makes sense.
Keep it up, son.
The lady from across the street who had called the police came outside and started yelling at the police and my friend. And then my friend started threatening her with the golf club. And then the police got really upset at him.
That's illegal.
You can't do that.
You can't threaten a woman with a club.
So it turned into a really, really intense evening.
Why was she mad at the cops?
Because they weren't helping. Because they were like not really deterring us from throwing rocks at the raccoons. They kind of understood, like, holy shit, that's a lot of raccoons right in front of your door.
Yeah.
So it turned into a whole fiasco. But fuck yeah, raccoons. That was intense.
Troublemakers.
Get rid of them.
Ugh, they're so gross.
Peanut butter.
Fire extinguisher.
Peanut butter?
No, that wouldn't do anything. They would totally come
around.
Just
beat the shit out of them with a golf club.
Yeah, that would probably work.
Oh,
what do you do with the fire extinguisher? Discharge it on them? They bite it. They bite it and it explodes.
It's made of metal. No, yeah, you turn that... pull that pin and hose down those raccoons.
Have you ever fired one of those before?
I got an air horn in my car So
that'll scare away just about anything.
I would have thrown that at them as well.
I really would have thrown that air
horn. It was on the floor of your passenger seat, and I kept stepping.
I know,
on it.
Twice, and it scared the shit out of both of us.
Yeah,
twice.
Yeah, me. Where Sharpie was there too. Yeah.
That
was
why do you have an air horn in your car?
Well,
raccoons.
Right. Have you heard about the epidemic of coons?
They're everywhere.
Why don't you have an air horn in your car, Mara?
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know.
You do not like having fun?
I guess that's true. Those are pretty good times.
You don't like scaring rodents?
You don't like accidentally scaring your
friends? I like having my eardrums. How about that?
Your what?
My eardrums.
What was that?
Eardrum. Oh, you can't hear because you've deafened yourself.
Because we've all had so much fun.
You're a deafman.
I'm a deafman.
That's what they like to be called.
Well, it's deafman. It doesn't matter. They can't
hear you.
They don't like or not like to be called anything.
Because they can't hear.
They like to not be called they.
That's for sure.
Yeah, they.
Just round them all up.
They.
Huh,
deaf culture, man. Deaf culture's all right. They're
it's
into
hot.
It. Yeah, it's hot.
It's really
sexy.
Hot.
It's coming.
Deaf culture's got a lot of stuff going on.
Deaf culture sounds like a store at the mall.
Do you guys
deaf
know?
Culture. Was it like a hip hop store?
I don't know what to talk about.
What?
I learned some stuff on the road and I don't want to talk about it.
Bring it up.
About deaf people?
No. Just about bad stuff. Okay, you guys heard about the plunger gag?
The what?
No.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay, you know about it?
I'm getting rid of all the plungers in my house, though. Right.
Wait, what? I don't know about it.
You tell it. You'll do it better.
No way, I didn't bring it up.
You jumped on it.
Go ahead.
So you put a plunger in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
So that the plunger side is down.
Mm-hmm.
And the wooden side is up.
Okay.
Over the bowl. Coming protruding from the lip of the bowl.
Gotcha.
And then someone goes to use the toilet and doesn't look before they sit down.
But like the plunger stick is like super hot.
Yeah, but you rush in there, you have too much chili. You know the hunter's pie.
That is not something that would really work.
No one would
ever.
Yeah.
Nobody's that
who
dumb.
Pulled, who pulled
They'd have to
up.
Like hoist
they
themselves
did.
Over the thing to
yeah.
get it over their hole.
They did it to hell.
Who did it to Helen Keller?
They
the Nazis?
No!
The Nazis.
Sounds like that's, something they would do.
That's not... Did they mix her up?
Who did it to Helen Keller?
Wait, is she the, she's not the one who wrote the biography, right?
No.
Was
her
Anne
teacher.
The biography.
Oh, Anne Frank.
I think I was talking
about
Mara
doesn't
okay.
know much about women's literature.
Mixed up Anne Frank and Helen Keller.
No, I know exactly what I was doing when I said that.
Helen Keller. Deaf, dumb,
so
and blind.
You're saying people do that to deaf people or dumb people? What are you saying?
Well,
or anybody. This would work
I
for
heard
anybody.
They did it to old HK because
who
she couldn't
did,
see
who
it.
Did, but who did it to her?
You know, other kids in the home. I don't know.
In the deaf like school?
In the dumb, blind, deaf kid school.
I don't think that's how did they. That seems diabolical. To do to Helen Keller.
It seems real. She wasn't
this sounds
a hero
like something,
yet.
It sounds like something you tried to pull off at Mouth House.
No, I would never do it. It's horrifying. As soon as I heard about it, I had to sit down.
What's it would probably plunging? Break your. It would break your insides.
I know.
You'd have to get it dead. You'd have to get it dead on.
You would have to sit down so hard. For
oh,
that to just,
so hard. Oh.
And
man.
You'd have to like lift yourself up to sit down on it. So I'm pretty sure it's a lot.
It's not a giant toilet.
Yeah. Well, like
you're
a,
not climbing
a plumber,
the handle
a plunger
is
like
gonna
a
be a
two,
few feet.
My, at least my arm's length.
Yeah.
And that's
and
sticking out of the toilet.
The toilet's like a foot off the ground.
Maybe they had deeper toilets.
What?
Sam,
where?
Helen Keller is fine.
In
all right.
Nazi
She's
Germany.
Dead now.
She was killed by the Nazis. Decades ago.
Years ago.
So don't worry about her getting plunged. Worry about that guy in New York. The cops put a plunger up his butt.
No, what?
Yeah, New York City cops, like probably 10 years ago, they put a plunger into
like
a guy.
Like the stick or they plunged
the
asshole?
Oh, no. They weren't helping him overcome constipation. They put the handle in. He got sodomized.
Why? You didn't have to say it. We know what happened.
You seemed confused. Mara didn't know what I was talking about.
No, I'm familiar.
She thought they were plunge buttons.
Well, I was like sucking the suction of the butt.
What's sodomized mean?
Oh, no.
No.
It means plunged.
It means plunged.
Yeah.
Okay.
It means plunged.
It means Helen Keller.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Got real plunged.
Oh, man.
Why'd they do it to him? Because he was a bad guy?
Because he wasn't white.
He had a traffic ticket.
Was not a cop.
He ran a red light.
Oh, God.
And that is what they do in New York.
I don't want to get plunged. My biggest fear involves
don't go plungers. To New York.
Getting plunged. I'm going to New York the 20th through the 27th.
Ooh, that's fun. Don't, big city.
Don't take your pants off.
Better not
ever.
Get clogged up.
Guys, if anyone out there, I'm going on the road all across America the next month. So if anyone is in America and they want to hang out with me, Sam T, the cute one of the FGC, please email too much funstival, FUNSTIVAL, @gmail.com. All one word. And we can hang out.
How many acronyms are you going to get in there? The letters and... What? You said
acronyms are letters.
I know. You got a lot in there.
Oh, I think I got one in.
Sam T with FGC on the flyby.
And the NYC.
I'll be in NYC. And SF. And MO.
Missouri?
Mushroom and onion.
Represent. No, yeah, I'm going to be all over. So hit me up. Let's bro down.
New York's beat. Great.
Get me high on weed. Pretty much.
Plunge his butt.
Don't plunge me.
No, with
hey,
the plunger end.
Don't try and plunge me. If you email me with subject line, get your plunge. Come get your plunge here. Guess who's getting marked for spam?
Come get your plunge here.
Yeah.
Are you doing
prep for plunge?
Are you doing music on the road or are you doing stand-up?
Doing a little bit of both. I'm a multifaceted
You
diamond.
Are a performer. I know that about you.
I was born to entertain.
How big were you when you were born? Like, how big of a baby?
27 pounds.
Five. Like turkey. 5'4".
Yeah. No, I came out. Well, how much did my teeth weigh? That was at least 8 pounds.
You were born with a full set of teeth and hair.
Couple rows.
And one sideburn.
Sharp birth. I was in the woods. And
he actually started as two people. Uh-huh. He just nailed it into one.
Yeah. Well, there could only be one.
so I had to get rid of
you
him.
You ate the other one.
Well, you want to say eight, I say...
Consumed.
Yeah.
Conquered.
Absorbed.
Demolished. Resorbed is the term they use. In the
resorb.
Womb. They do. You can resorb your twin. That's when you come out all wonked.
I had a... I say wonky.
Yeah. And Kevin gets mad at me.
Kevin is your boyfriend.
He gets mad for... You say wonky?
He didn't like the word wonky.
Oh.
I was using it a lot.
He prefers...
Wonky, I think.
Retard?
No.
What is he like? Waterhead?
Water baby? What's he like?
He just doesn't like the word wonky.
Well, he can't wonk with us then. You can't just talk the talk, you gotta wonk the wonk.
Yeah, he does not watch the Peanuts.
No.
I like grabbing a boob and giving it the old wonk wonk. See, I'm wrapping it all together.
See?
Guys, what did we learn today?
What did we learn today?
Mara and what was his name again?
Kevin?
Mary and Kevin are a thing.
I was like, who? Helen Keller?
You have to have boundaries.
Power
to,
couple.
You have to watch your mouth around your spouse, around your
gotta
lover.
Not say wonky. Ooh. You women are mean.
He gets upset about that, huh?
Your boyfriend will be a soon guest.
If we can afford him.
Yeah. He is a professional comedian now, so he costs a lot more, guys.
Mm-hmm. It's worth it, I think.
We kind of
like him. I feel like we've learned a lot about women.
Yeah, yep. You're welcome, guys.
Learned that Nathan knows nothing about belly buttons.
Yeah, right, I nailed it.
Chris knows nothing about nip-nips, butt-nips.
Nate knows
I know a lot about
We learned nips. A lot about the body today, I think. It was really a body episode.
The human body and the he-woman body, both.
She-woman. She-male.
The body's pretty gross, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You ever get all sticky Yours for no is. Reason?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, girl.
Hey.
Three high fives.
Three high fives, and that's how we're going to close.
Men and women can both get sweaty bodies.
Huh? Oh man, not even sweaty, just
sticky,
like,
just
yeah,
stick
just kind of
stuff.
Like mellified.
You guys think women are beautiful things? We're disgusting. Stuff coming out at every part.
I like to put stuff in.
Plungers.
Oh, I'm out of here. Docka docka, y'all.
Do we have anything that we'd like to plug before we leave?
No, quit saying plug.
Plunge. Do you have anything we'd like to plunge?
Anything you'd like to plunge?
Anything? Plugging things. Plugging things.
Oh, okay.
Plugging our...
I can sit back down.
I got you!
Sarah White! I've been Keller.
Keller?
Not Keller Williams.
Is Keller Williams a paint company? Or is that a real estate company?
Sherman Williams.
Sherman Williams.
Yeah,
Keller Williams is a real estate
Real estate.
Yeah.
Sherman Williams, he was the first black man with the family on television.
Sherman Williams?
Yeah, right.
That's Sherman
Helmsley.
Sherman Helmsley, yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm thinking of Hunter Hearst.
Yeah,
he's thinking... Helmsley, the wrestler.
No, Helmsley's... Are you talking about the Jeffersons?
Yeah.
Thomas?
Tom, the Jeffersons, it was Thomas and Al and Richard. The Jeffersons.
We don't believe what you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, right.
I'll be in the San Francisco Comedy and Burrito Festival, the 11th through the 13th, and the New York Film and Television Festival, the 20th through the 27th. And Ben will be there in New York. Our sweet little Ben Joe.
B.O.
I'll be on Chris Gethard's show the 24th of October. Gethard show.
The TV show with the phone number at the bottom?
Yep.
That's great.
Red vs. Black's
public access. Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
You're going to play John Elway?
No.
All right.
It's not part of Clay's vision.
All right.
Mayor, do you have anything that you'd like to plug?
When does this come out?
Saturday? In the next few days.
Probably.
Ladyface is going to be in November, but I don't know when that is. That's a sketch comedy show.
Ladyface,
it's
going to
be a best of our favorite sketches from the last year.
Oh.
Maybe some new ones, but
Lazyface is
Lazyface is really what it's called.
Yeah. It's like when you get a stroke and your half head doesn't work and you got all mush face.
And we're writing a Christmas play for Spark Theater.
Oh, awesome. Christmas play.
So that will be in December.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nifty.
The spirit of Christmas.
Time me and Mara are eventually going to do a show with Kristen Mara.
Yes.
Because Mara's the funniest.
You're the funniest. I'm going to plunge the shit out of you.
No! God damn it.
I'll be in the Subway dumpster tomorrow night. So if you want to exchange bread stories.
That's the name of your new show.
Bread stories with Nathan Lenny. You just pop stories out of a dumpster. With loaves.
Meet the wheat.
Holla.
I'll be at the Comedy Works this weekend.
Oh, look at you. You have a show.
Sorry.
Who are you working with?
Saturday, I have two shows with, I believe, Jeff Wolf, and Sunday, I am emceeing for Adam Kate in Holland.
Hey,
nice.
Wow. Good for Adam.
Yes.
You should all go to that. If you're in Denver, you should go see Adam Kate in Holland headline the Comedy Works on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool.
Excellent. And Bobby, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
You know, I do a little show called Too Much Fun on Wednesdays, and that's the only thing I really got this week.
Yep.
Boom.
Cool.
Fantastic. Thank you all so much for listening.
Yeah, and go to the Squire and see Mara's boyfriend, Kevin. He'll be hosting while I'm gone.
Yeah.
There we go.
Cool.
Thank you all so much for listening.
Squizzer.
Bye.
Baby's good to me. You know she's happy as can be. You know she said so. She tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that a baby buys a thing, you know. It buys a diamond ring, you know she said so.
Thank you. Great work, please. Thank you, Linda.